You're tuned in to Turn on the News. I'm Tom Rowe. Turn on the News is a daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. You can go to free103.9.org or newsroom.free103.9.org for more information about just what transmission art is and what's this daily news show about it. Tonight, we will get a dose of reality from Sam Sebrin about the Transmittal Transmission Art Show that opens in Catskill, New York this week. We'll also check in with Dick Clark and hear about some of his impact on radio. Tom Rowe, you're tuned in to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. And we're going to start our headlines, ominously enough, with the headline, "If you have a smartphone, anyone can now track your every move." From the Benton Foundation, a story they're tracking from Technology Review. Christopher Mims is the author there, and it says, location services company Navizon has a new system called Navizon ITS that could allow tracking of visitors in malls, museums, offices, factories, secured areas, and just about any other indoor space. Could be used to examine patterns of foot traffic in retail spaces, assure that a museum is empty of visitors at closing time, or even to pinpoint the location of any individual registered with the system. So you can go to benton.org, benton.org, for more information about that story. Over the weekend, April 21st, Paulina Oliveras held one of her Global Days of Listening. We'll track these in the future. This one was focused on Iraq and Afghanistan. During their main hours, they had a live stream. And Paulina Oliveras is also celebrating her 80th birthday next month in May, so we're going to continue to have lots of information about her and her sound art career. Benton.org also tracks a press release from the Federal Communications Commission, so you can go to either site for this. The agenda for the FCC's April 27th meeting, Friday, April 27th, there's five items: a report and order and further notice of proposed rulemaking that protects consumers by adopting and proposing additional rules to help consumers prevent and detect the unlawful and fraudulent placement of unauthorized charges on their telephone bills. Two, a notice of proposed rulemaking inviting comment on whether to allow non-commercial educational broadcast stations to conduct on-air fundraising activities that interrupt regular programming for the benefit of third-party nonprofit organizations. Three, a second report and order that increases transparency and improves public access to community-relevant and information by moving the television broadcast station public file from paper to the internet. Four, a report and order establishing a regulatory framework for channel sharing among television licensees in connection with an incentive auction of spectrum. And five, a further notice of proposed rulemaking seeking comment on proposals to reform and modernize how Universal Service Fund contributions are assessed and recovered. Go to fcc.gov or benton.org for more information about those stories. Sam Sebrin is in the Transmittal Show, a transmission art show at the Greene County Council on the Arts that opens Saturday, April 28th. He called in to Free 103 to discuss his part in the Transmittal Show.
Now have on the phone, Sam Sebrin is calling in from, where are you, Sam?
I'm over at the mall. How are you doing, Tom?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Sometimes I like to go over to the mall. I find it's a really interesting place to observe human behavior and our consumer culture.
And how's that working today?
Pretty busy. Pretty busy out here today.
All right. What do you want to tell us a little about your piece in the Transmittal show?
Sure. Yeah. I guess I'm kind of representing another form of broadcast in the show. From the most of the folks are radio-based artists, but I'm going to have a piece that's using television in a video. And maybe before I talk about that piece, I could tell you a little bit about how I started making videos.
That sounds great.
I was always sort of uncomfortable with the way television made me feel like a passive recipient rather than an active participant. So before I ever even had a video camera, I started using VCRs to record and then remix television, essentially like sampling it and making it a medium for use as a creative tool. Also along those lines, like in terms of the media that I was seeing on television, pretty early on, I felt it was trying to manipulate me, and so I wanted to manipulate it back. And so in the process, like, try to create some new way to look at it and think about, critically what was being broadcast. So I've been using these videos as components and backdrops in larger installations over the years, but I also think of them as perfectly viewable on their own and, not merely incidental. So that's kind of, I also make videos using a camera, but how I got started was without even using a camera. And, but for Transmittal, it's a little bit different. I actually used a camera to film myself, changing stations on the television. So it was kind of a performance in effect. And then what I'm hoping that will happen for the viewers at Transmittal is I'm going to create an installation that just focuses on this one video, and people will be able to come in and sit down and watch it, and in a kind of a cozy setting, and they may perhaps have the feeling of themselves sitting there changing the channels, which are flipping back and forth between coverage of the 10-year anniversary. I don't think anniversary is the right word for the 9/11 tragedy. But I filmed right at the moment that was being broadcast on Fox News, and I was looking at a television that only received 12 cable channels, so that was the only news presentation of this 10-year coverage that I had available, and right next to that station happened to be the QVC Home Shopping Network station. So I was flipping back and forth between the two of those, sort of as a critique on our consumer culture and kind of looking at how far we've come or maybe not come in our priorities since 2001 and the 9/11 tragedy.
Yeah, were they selling those commemorative items on the QVC channel? Was it that obvious, the clash?
I think that would have been too perfect. No, right at that moment, it was they were selling perfume from a company named Philosophy. And so I found that a little bit ironic. As perfume is kind of a can be thought of as maybe something used to cover up reality of how someone smells, and you could just plug that into whatever you want to think about how the coverage of 9/11 has happened.
And you're saying that that the piece works both as a display of your performance or your point of view at that particular moment, but also it gives the viewer their own sort of sense of changing the channels, or?
Yeah, hopefully. You can kind of have that feeling of yourself being in this moment. You know, it was essentially a very situationist moment that I happened to capture. And, you know, that particular moment will never be repeated other than the way that I recorded it here and am now presenting it so that other people can kind of get that feeling and observation is what I'm hoping.
All right. Can you tell us more? The opening is next Saturday. Is that right?
The opening is next Saturday from 5 to 7 at the Greene County Council on the Arts on Main Street in Catskill. I hope a lot of people come out. I'm really looking forward to opening. I think that's one of the exciting things about this show is there will be things to look at, but there will mostly be things to listen to. And so I just think this is a really exciting show. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. You know, I always enjoy staying up late on New Year's Eve, but the rest of the year I love getting to bed early because my wife, Carrie, and I have a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic's revolutionary material leaves us relaxed, refreshed, and rejuvenated. Call 1-800-645-0707 for a free video brochure and a sample of the great pressure-relieving material Tempur-Pedic products are made of. Take it from Carrie and me. You're going to love Tempur-Pedic. Call 1-800-645-0707. This is Dick Clark wishing you pleasant dreams, America.
The music that you're hearing is the sound of the teens. It's uptight with pretense, because it knows what it means. What I've learned from my life spent with teens and their songs is, when they ask what's right, we just tell them what's wrong. Since there's no common tongue for adults and for teens, we can't understand what our teenager means. All we do is give thanks that it isn't our child when we read the scare headline that some kids have gone wild, selling grass in schoolyards. Blame it on the kids. Unwed mothers from broken homes. Blame it on the kids. Riot at the draft board. Blame it on the kids. Old drunk beats his wife up. Why not? Blame it on his kids. Blame the kids for acid. Blame the kids for pot. Define the word disaster. Some kid like as not. Blame the kids for hippies and for bummer trips and for dropping out and turning on and on and on and on. Blame the kids. Why not? Blame the kids. Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about the kids we know. You couldn't really call them bad because it isn't so. They go to school each morning and each learns what he can on our overcrowded, double-session, too-few-teachers plan. They fall in love and out of love and into love again. Swap pins and rings and promises to love till who knows when. Say, on second thought, our kids all seem to do their thing quite well. So how come we keep hearing that our youth has gone to hell? Who is so afraid of them that we hear this big lie? Who is so afraid of youth, my friend? My friend, it's you and I. They scare us with their questions, with what they want to know. Our answers aren't gospel just because we say it's so. They know the mess we made of things, and how can we deny it? They search for their solution, though they know we'll never try it. They're not afraid to protest. Free speech begs they should. When they shout that war is bad, and we shout, no, it's good, we cry unpatriotic. And then, as if to make us fools, they go and fight and die and leave young blood in foreign pools. And those who live come back to us, forgiving and unbound. Embrace your sons and daughters now. America, be proud.
It's a great deal of excitement about this particular group you're going to meet here. They've just completed the United States tour for about 3 weeks, and the critic in New York, when he saw them at New York's Palladium, which is one of the rock capitals of this country, said it was a memorable moment in rock and roll, and I guess they're all signs that he was right. This is something interesting and special. Ladies and gentlemen, please greet Public Image Limited.
All right, you're listening to Turn on the News. I'm Tom Rowe. We're doing a little tribute to Dick Clark, who passed away last week. He lived from 1929 to 2012 and obviously was a large figure in radio history and television history, too. Behind us is Public Image Limited's appearance on American Bandstand, and that's probably what most people know him from. Before that, he hosted the Dick Clark Show on radio, and in the 50s, if you were a prominent radio DJ, you were probably caught up in the Payola scandal. Some members of Congress did try to take Dick Clark down. Although his fans noted that when he took over American Bandstand in 1956, He insisted on racially integrating the show, which remained so as the show went national. But his critics also noted that... let's see, he played the Kress first obscure song, 16 Candles, two times over 2 months. Bought the rights to it, and then helped make it a big hit around the country and made, I think, about $10,000, it says here. We're looking at a report about Dick Clark from Matthew Lazar at radiosurvivor.com. Go to radiosurvivor.com for many more details about Dick Clark's history and life and involvement in the Paola scandal, his tangential, I guess, involvement. Because obviously he didn't get brought down the way Alan Freed and others did in the 1959 AM radio Paola scandal. Tomorrow, you've been listening to Turn on the News, 3.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. You can go to free103.9.org, free103point9.org, for more information about just what transmission art is and why does it have its own daily news show.